I have two sons now, and they don't feel right. He says it knocks them off.
It knocks them off?
It taunts them off. Like, I often got them for them, and I put them in that pocket, and they'd come back and they'd say to me, "I'm making a show of me." When they get a harden and they go to put them on, it goes flat.
So when they get aroused, when they
they would
kind of get a bit limp. But what about the danger of picking
diseases,
up
that's
an STI?
Yeah, and they learned all that in school. They know all about that.
But they still
won't use them.
And how does that make you, being a responsible mum, wanting to do the best for your young sons?
I used to go mad. Now his girlfriend's expecting twins now. He has three kids now.
So there you go. I mean,
and he's not married. You know what I mean?
And perhaps so.
His little one is two, and he's expecting twin boys now any day.
So he's obviously very, very fertile.
Oh, he is, yeah, yeah.
Twins, five of them all together. So you must be a very happy grandmother.
No, I'm not. I'm not. No, if he'd been using condoms now, he'd be more confident in himself. He's letting himself go because all the stress of looking after the kids. He has another young one, she's 10.
But he understood, though. He understood by using condoms.
This wouldn't have happened. And his girlfriend was the same. She should have been more responsible. And she had the little one, three.
You realise
now that tied down now, that life is over. She's whole young flit the same. He has, but many shake.
We'd have him four.
Four kids.
Five he would have that.
Five he would have.
Five, and he didn't use condoms?
No.
I don't know. I don't be wearing when he does anything, do I?
No, he obviously didn't, because he had one after the other.
I'm shocked at that figure.
You're shocked that 30% of Irish couples have relied on the withdrawal method?
Absolutely. I would have thought that was way less. I thought people would have been more educated by now. Do they also say if it works or how accurate it is?
Well,
probably not.
I think it can work sometimes, but then there's still the risk of an STI, and perhaps you could withdraw just a little bit too late and get pregnant.
Absolutely. And I think in pre-ejaculate there are also like opportunities to get pregnant through pre-ejaculate, so I think it's a very risky way of using contraception, or a risky form of contraception, I should say. I think people are less educated now. In the 80s and 90s, there was the big threat of AIDS that actually terrified half of the country, and I think younger people now don't have that threat hanging over them, or don't perceive that threat hanging over them. So I think that's why they're a bit lax about STIs. And there's also supergonorrhea and syphilis as well. That's
it's doing the rounds, isn't it?
Doing the rounds, yeah, untreatable. So I'm actually shocked at that.
It feels better. Like myself, I don't use them.
You're a young man. How old are you?
I am 19 years old.
And you don't use condoms. How come?
It's always been my girlfriend's been on the pill or whatever, just for no other reason than it feels better.
So it's more sensitive.
It is more sensitive. It feels more intimate as well.
Do you worry, though? Do you worry about disease? Do you worry about getting your girlfriend pregnant?
I figure I'll have children eventually. It's not that I don't want them. I'll only ever have sex with people I'm in a loving relationship with. So although, like, I learned about it in school, I feel like it could still be improved in school. I don't think they really show everything that goes on. And I think I probably have somewhat misunderstanding about the whole thing. But
do you find condoms expensive?
No, they're available at, like, in college for free and all that, but
Catholic Church's influence over on the country over in the past, you know.
You just spend 50 quid and you can get the morning after pill the day after, I suppose. Well, generally, yeah, for one night stands, there's the other methods as well. Like,
people say it feels better when you don't use condoms. There's this whole stigma of, like, yeah, we did it raw, like, I'm cool and whatnot, you know. And they just pull out and they're like, that's gonna work. It doesn't really.
I'm having a chat with David Andrews from the Irish Adult Shops Association. David, shops across Ireland, adult shops, would sell contraception. They would sell condoms. They would sell lube. They would also sell, up until recently, they would sell female condoms. They would sell dental dams, which I understand aren't selling very well. What's your view on 30% of Irish couples relying on the withdrawal method?
I think the withdrawal method would possibly be alcohol related. I think if anybody had any sense or were using the head, that they would use proper protection. And the availability of the femidom is not big out there. You can't buy them in your corner shop. You can't buy them.
They're not widely available.
They're not widely available, no. The other shops in Ireland, we do carry a range of condoms, but because of the wide availability of them, you can buy them in Dun stores, you can buy them in any corner shop, any newsagent. It's not like 20 years ago when they were banned.
You remember the time when they were banned. What was that like?
It was just a joke. I mean, even to this day, believe it or believe it not, there's still some yearly magazines that you would buy in news agents across the UK are still banned in Ireland. Women nowadays are very, very clever. They're not subjected to the way things were years ago, where the woman just stayed at home and did what she did. The whole country, with regard to sex, has changed because women's attitudes have changed. The standard condom would be well known to everybody. And I think women, they may not carry the female one, but there's certainly a lot of women that know how to enjoy themselves, and if they're looking to have sex, they will have condoms, standard condoms in the bag.
Why do we not use contraception? It's not the same, is it?
So you kind of lose the feeling?
Yeah, not the same.
And would you use the withdrawal?
As well as being lazy too.
Lazy too?
Yeah, lazy, yeah. Or do we have to? You know, it's just, yeah.
You're a Longford man, would you use contraception?
No.
Just the withdrawal method?
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Yeah,
but I know this is personal. Do you always pull out on time?
Yeah.
I think people should use contraceptives. I think it's crazy because they're so easily available.
Why don't they? I mean, just looking at a pack of condoms there in the pharmacy, they're around $12.99 for a box. And they're not cheap.
I think for protection, if a couple don't know each other, they certainly should be using condoms. And if not, a girl should make sure she's safe by being on the pill if she doesn't want to become pregnant. Sex, if you're engaging in random sex, you ought to use contraceptives.
And what about dental dams, female condoms that aren't widely available? I just tried to buy one in two separate pharmacies and they're not widely available.
I wouldn't think so. I they just don't seem to be. You know, maybe they don't engage with their doctor, or they're not looking after their health, or maybe it is more random, maybe an awful lot of sex that's taking place is alcohol induced. Sometimes I think that's the way it's happening.
Is the withdrawal method an elderly generational thing, or is it young people too, do you think?
I would have thought that was so antiquated. I would have thought that was what people did when contraception was not available. As they say, homosexual couples are using condoms more so than heterosexual couples. So therefore, you know, they're more aware of things that can happen, and it's, I think people just don't seem to be aware that things can happen when you're having sex, especially if it's random.
Do you remember the withdrawal method? Do you remember that's how it used to be done?
I remember hearing of it. I never did it myself. I wouldn't trust it. And I remember the big to-do when the ladies came down from the north.
On
it was
the
train. Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah.
Would you use the withdrawal method?
Have done.
I think it's cultural, because in this country, I think 20 years ago, you only can use condom if you have a prescription. A medical prescription is just cultural, first of all. And I think the church is still is changing. Of course, we have Pope Francis now. But it's something with religion and, you know, church, all of this mess. It's hard to believe. In 2017, people are still doing these kind of things.
You're from Brazil. You would use condoms. You would be worried about STIs, also getting pregnant. Why do so many Irish people still use the withdrawal method, and have you used it yourself?
It's still a taboo to talk about sex in this country. People just don't touch each other. People don't kiss
each other.
I don't talk about sex. No, yes, I don't think so. It's kind of TMI. This is the common sense, you know. When you are talking about sex, people just say, no, no, this is TMI. Yes, definitely. So it's just like sex is life, you know, and you should be talking about
sex. And you have no issue talking about sex, talking about condoms, talking about pulling out?
No, never. I don't think we should have, because I think because we have the carnival, condom at least, maybe in the last 20 years, it's something that we have inside ourselves, inside the house, we can talk about this.
So you would openly talk about sex in Brazil?
Yes, we are. We should have to, because we have the carnival, we have samba, we have, you know, the
celebration.
Hot weather. Yeah, yeah.